Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you had a good one. I know I did. I'm going to tell you a little famous Thanksgiving story. Now, you probably know a lot of different Thanksgiving stories, but this particular story you may not know. You may know it. This happened sometime around the 1600s, you know, somewhere in New England there. There was a boat that brought some people over, and they all landed somewhere around Plymouth Rock, and they started this little town. And in this town, there was all kinds of different people. But one of the things that really kind of started the future off on the wrong foot is that the people of this first town of America, there was one person in the town they didn't like, and they let everybody know it. They couldn't have a love for everyone in the town, so there was one person who was a little bit different. And because this person was different, they always gave him a hard time. Now, this person was a little bit older than the rest of them. He was sort of an old man. Let me give you a little background music here. He was an old guy, and he traveled around with his mangy little dog. And you know that the name of the song is Harpua. Well, the name of the dog was also Harpua. And this is the story of Harpua and his owner. Now, there they were in the town, and the townspeople didn't like either the dog or the old man very much, and they started to make it really obvious, and he started to feel a little bit more outcast and a little bit different than the rest of the people. And as time went on, he felt more uncomfortable, so he acted a little stranger. They saw him acting stranger. They thought he was even more different. They were more mean. And eventually it got to the point where he just couldn't live with the people anymore. And they forced him to move up into the mountains away from the rest of the town. Forced him right out of the town, so he was lonely by himself and living up in the mountains. So he goes up in the mountains, and as he's living up there, every day he would look down at the people in the town, and he would get madder and madder. And he'd look down and he'd say, "People, you're so high. You really piss me off. You tick me off." And he'd get madder and madder. But he never said anything about it. You know, he just kind of bottled all this anger up inside, but he kept getting madder and madder. And as the years went on, he'd look down there every day from his little cave dwelling up in the mountains, and he'd see them all having their happy little days down, walking from house to house. He'd get madder and madder. One day, he just couldn't take it anymore, so he opened up his mouth, looked down, and he just let out the biggest, most awful scream of all time, a scream that was so horrible that it shook the rafters of the town. Ah! person in the story, Jimmy was sitting on this particular day. Jimmy was in his house, and he had no idea that the angry beam of ugly sound was coming towards his house, because he was too busy watching TV and listening to a little music, petting his cat, his pet cat that he loved so much. His house was filled with love. And he looked at his cat, and pet the little cat. Saw the cat, and he looked into its eyes, and he said, "You are nothing but love. When you open up to your mouth, I see a beautiful green love beam coming out at me." And he pet the cat. That's why.
Much like that love beam. Sure, someone's beaming love at you.
He would say, a green love beam. Coming out, hitting on him. He pet his cat. He'd look at the cat in the eye and say,
"Oh, they're coming out everywhere. Beautiful green love beams."
So he looked down and he said, "I love you, beautiful green love beam, you handsome cat, you beautiful feline friend of mine, my sweet."
Out of everywhere, I said, "I love that beautiful green love beam. That's why I named you Poster Nut Bag."
Anyway, it was at this point in time that Poster Nutbag, standing in front of his door, suddenly the door was blasted open by the red beam of vocal hatred from the guy who had been at the beginning of the story. His door goes bursting off its hinges, smashing him in the chest, flying him back against the wall. Meanwhile, he loses Poster Nutbag, who he drops on the ground. Poster Nutbag runs out into the street. Gone, out into the street. Meanwhile, the old man's vocal scream was so incredibly intense that it had opened up a giant fissure in the earth, and Poster Nutbag stepped into the fissure and fell in the bottomless pit into the lava in the middle of the earth, disappearing forever. Jimmy, meanwhile, lying in the house, gets up, pushes the door off, and doesn't know what opened the Poster Nutbag, when suddenly his father walks into the room. "Look, the angry red vocal hate beam is gone." Jimmy?
Yes, Dad?
Jimmy, I have bad news.
What is it, Dad?
It's about your cat Poster.
You mean Poster Nutbag?
Your cat died!
Poster is dead. Poster is dead. played in rotation as a form of recreation. And play. With a bad reputation, it's a sign of the nation's decay. But the dog in the station doesn't need a vacation as the people rush by dressed in gray. A dog.